acoustic music. Y'all are looking very beautiful tonight. Welcome to the world famous Orange Peel Social Aid and Pleasure Club. My name is Scotty Robertson. I'm with 887 WMCW. Thank you so much for supporting the station. Please remember us next week during the fun drive. And thank you so much for supporting brilliant independent artists like the people that we have on the stage tonight. You know, I've seen little dogs and I've seen hairy dogs, and I've tripped over some dogs and I've been bitten by at least one dog. But tonight, we've got the real dog in the house.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and howdy.
Thank you.
a thing called Barclay's Bug that was dedicated to a cat of one of my dear departed cat friends. Barclay was an amazing cat. But we just released a brand new album this week. It's called Dog's Groove, and we have a limited supply of them here this evening, but we do have some here, we're going to, the second set here tonight, we'll be playing all the material from the new album. Old material. We're going to play one called Acousticity. This is, you can find this on eBay sometimes. This is an album I released back in the 80s, before a lot of you guys were born. This is my tribute to the godfather of soul, James Brown. Starts very quietly, so you notice there are no plugs on us. So this is purely acoustic music, so we can't get louder, you have to get softer.
Thank you.
we're gonna do some swinging now. Denmark was 90 years old now. Sven Asmussen, one of the great jazz violinists of any time. And I met Sven in the 80s and got to play several tours with him. And recorded an album. You can find this one on eBay too. It's called Swingin' with Sven. Sven is going strong at the age of 90. He just got married this year. I'll send this out to him. It's a tune I wrote in his honor called Swingin' with Sven. Thank you. this is the 30th year that I've had a quintet. Thanks to folks like you showing up at these gigs. I wish you'd have been there last night. Well, they were okay last night. Knoxville, Tennessee. Just need more of them. But you're getting an entirely different show. I would like to introduce my cohorts here. They have stuck with me through thin. And I'll admit it's thickened up a little bit. I think they admit it too, occasionally. And I'd like to start with our bass player. He's actually served the most time in this band outside of myself. 21 years. He's of age. He says he has the thickest calluses in the world. I don't know, we've never had them measured. I'm not going to argue with him right now. He was a member of the Garcia Brisbane unit. Appears on many acoustic discs and recording projects, such as I'm Beginning to See the Light, Songs of Our Fathers, and newly released New Shop of Swans with Andy Stanton, and Sam and Dave with Sam Bosch, he's on all that stuff. He comes from Pacifica, California. Please welcome our bass, Jim Kerwin. He just turned 39. And he's been in the band 17 years. And of course, as you know by now, he plays the shit out of the flute. Of his own on acoustic disc called Flute Jazz, and he's the producer of Headwaters Project, CD that raised money for the California Redwood Tree, from Marin County, California. Please welcome Matt Eckel on the flute. Acoustic guitar. Now I know y'all think this is down south. These are way down south. Cordoba, Argentina. That's where he's from. They didn't get the Grand Ole Opry until Wednesday night down there. He's been in the band now 13 years, playing steel string guitar and classical guitar. He has three projects out on acoustic disc. Solos from South America, very sensuous solo guitar music, rhapsodic, if you will. And then he has a passionate project called The Latin Touch. His latest project with his lovely wife, Yolanda Aranda, is called Intimo. So if you're fixing up your bedroom and need some music, go for Enrique's CD. And
man with the Latin touch, Enrique Correa. And returning to the band after nearly 20 years, amazing drummer who played with us during the 1980s when we toured with Sven Asmussen. And he's been back in the band now for a year and a half. And he's grooving right along here. He's an amazing percussionist, jazz educator, philosopher. And he's got three very unique CDs. There's only one copy of each of them. Something for the nonconformist. There must be three nonconformists here. On drums from Sonoma County, California, George Marsh. I'd like to do a piece from a film that my daughter Jillian put together a few years ago called Grateful Dog. Jerry Garcia. And this is one of the tunes we played in that. It's called Dog's Waltz. Thank you. another one I recorded with Jerry on a project called So What.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
exactly play it like that. So this next piece is kind of off the wall. I don't know exactly what how to describe this other than by its own name, which is French. And it's called La Grande Guignol. La Grande Guignol. Anybody know what that means? Well, I'll tell you. More or less means a puppet show. But, or Punch and Judy, if you will. Very old type thing. And it was the name of a very famous theater in Paris around the turn of the last century. That, you know, how many of y'all like monster movies or horror movies? Imagine what they did before movies to fulfill that need, aside from go out and do that stuff. They went to horror plays. So La Grande Guignol is a theater in Paris that was devoted to this kind of melodramatic presentation, such as hopefully this next piece will depict.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Macy's tune.
The title tune of this CD, which actually is written by my gal Tracy. She wrote this little thing on her guitar, and I kept hearing it in my head, and I said, man, if this only had a groove. Do you know what a groove is? It's like anything that's got good rhythm, you know, actually is what it really means to me. But that's a very serious business rhythm. But we can all get involved in it right now, but I just want you to do your best. Worst thing is to drag. And the second worst thing is to rush. You gotta be right on the beat. Of course, different kinds of music got different kinds of beats, so there you go. But we'll see how good we can do with this thing. I just started with my finger snap, and I think Enrique and Matt, they're pretty good finger snappers. They'll be your guide, your rhythm guides on this trip here. Dog's groove.
Thank you. Thank you.
You didn't have to do that. We were going to come back anyway. Every year for the past 3 years, I've been involved in a thing called the Mandolin Symposium, which is a place in California, in Santa Cruz, California, where mandolin players go and spend a week with some of the great players. Last year we had Mike Marshall and Don Sternberg, Mike Compton, and Evan Marshall, and Andy Stanley. Hamilton D. Holanda from Brazil. In any case, I've got a young friend here who's been to the Mandolin Symposium. He lives in Greensboro, North Carolina. He's a mighty fine mandolin picker. We're going to invite him out to pick one with us, Eric Robertson.
Thank you. Derek Roberts, son.
Thank you. Eric Roberts on the mandolin. Robert's son. Matt Echo on the flute. James Kerwin on the bass. Enrique Corion on the guitar. George Marsh on the beat.
And the man on the mandolin, Mr. David Grismar.